This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. We're expecting that Supreme Court decision at around 10 Eastern Time. The problems that got us here, rising healthcare costs, the pull between personal liberty and the social safety net, these are familiar around the world, even if the solutions have been very different. The BBC's healthcare correspondent is Dominic Hughes, and he's with me from the UK. Hello.
Good morning.
Here in the U.S., I've seen people liken this moment, this public anticipation, to the OJ verdict. Are folks in your part of the world at all riveted by this?
Well, it was reported, actually, on our morning news this morning. And, you know, it's interesting watching the debate in the States from here, where we have, obviously, a taxpayer-funded National Health Service, which has undergone a lot of shake-ups over recent decades, but the most fundamental reforms in recent months, which many critics of those reforms said were transforming it into something more akin to the US system. And people here really value the National Health Service here, and you know, we see that from patient satisfaction surveys have been at historic highs in recent years. People are very fond of the National Health Service, and it's something that politicians here in the UK meddle with at their peril.
Now, not to imply that Americans give a rip what anybody else thinks, but let's say the law falls, as some people expect. What are Europeans going to take away from that result in terms of their view of us?
Well, I think people will view that as, you know, there is this inbuilt fundamental conservatism about the United States, that's kind of the message we get over here, that people really do not like the state to interfere with fundamental aspects of their lives, and there is this resistance to that, no more so than demonstrated in healthcare. And they do not want, the view we get is that people in America do not like and do not want you know, the government encroaching on more and more areas of their lives. So there is this hostility, we see a hostility towards the government trying to create a sort of national healthcare system, which to our minds is, you know, is hard to understand given the sort of affection we generally have for the National Health Service.
Dominic Hughes, the BBC's healthcare correspondent, thank you very much.
No problem.